Welcome in, Longhorns fans, to another season of live George Ranch High School baseball on GRHS iRadio. Coach Greg Kubza has put together another highly competitive team that has one mission in mind. That's making the 172-mile trip to Del Diamond in Round Rock and bringing the first 6A state baseball championship back to the ranch. George Ranch High School Baseball is brought to you live by the Finnegan Auto Group, Harrell & Johnson Dentistry, Camp Logan Cement Works, the Fort Bend Herald, Stuart Rimes DDS, Fort Bend Gridiron Football, and Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Now, let's go out to the diamond and join Tom Tirando, former Longhorns pitcher Christian Moore, and the GRHS iRadio broadcast team for Longhorns Baseball.
Live from Mustang Park and Memorial High School in Houston, Texas, it's George Ranch High School Varsity Baseball on GRHS iRadio. This is the last game of the weekend in the Spring Branch ISD tournament. George Ranch is 2-1 on the tournament, and they're going to face the host, or one of the hosts, in the SBISD tournament, the Memorial High School Mustangs. Hi again, everybody. It's Tom Tirando alongside Christian Moore. And Christian, the Longhorns have gone from a win against Elkins to a really kind of stinging loss against Klein Collins, and then back knocking off Cy Ranch this morning.
Right, yeah, last night, they didn't play the best baseball at all. Came out today and hit the ball a little bit, got runners on, let the pitchers work and play good defense and pitched pretty well. So let's see, they got late hits late in the game earlier today, so let's see if that carries on today.
George Ranch will be the visitors this evening in this ball game against Memorial. Memorial on their home turf. They lost one to South Lake Carroll right before this game, 12-2, and back playing George Ranch in the last game for the Longhorns in the tournament. And as we just talked about, it's been kind of a it started out well for George Ranch against Elkins, and then a really tough loss late last night against Klein Collins, 9-0. They came back against Cy Ranch, and Cy Ranch has a good ball club. They were quarterfinalists last year in the 6A UIL playoffs.
And they pitched one of their better pitchers as well as the pitchers do early. Longhorns pitched their ace, and they pitched their ace, so it was a good win for them.
Yeah, it was. We talked about that as the game went on. It was Ty Madden against Joseph Menifee, and Madden throws the upper mid-90s, 94, 95. There were a whole collection of scouts out there watching.
A good thing about these tournaments is when it comes to district play, you don't really see as much as good pitchers as you do from all the other teams around your area. So it's good to see other pitching and pitching that will be the pitching that you'll see in the playoffs. So it was good to get a win against a good pitcher like Ty Madden is.
And we're going to apologize in advance. We didn't get any kind of roster or the lineup until just a moment ago. So we will do what we can to get the last names. We have all the last names of the Memorial players, and then we'll get their first names as we go along. At least we can let you know who's in what position for Memorial. All right, leading off for George Ranch is Ryan Finnegan, the second baseman. First pitch is in there for a called strike. Pitcher is Johnson for Memorial. Right-handed pitcher. Right-handed hitter, Ryan Finnegan. Swung on and missed by Finnegan. And Johnson way ahead now, 0-2.
Earlier today we saw in the first inning, the Longhorn hitters let Madden work. They got deep in counts, and that's what you want to see in the first inning. So let's see if they have the same approach this inning.
0-2 pitch is fouled off and beyond the right field line and into the soccer fields adjacent here to the ballpark. Okay. One and two count on its way to Ryan Finnegan. He swings and misses. And so the first Longhorn batter is out on strikes. That brings up the left fielder, Brandon Kostelnik. Brandon Kostelnik was 3-for-4 in the morning game, drove in three runs, had a really good day at the plate, and, you know, produced a George Ranch victory almost by himself as the Longhorns won that one 5-3.
Right, yeah, he had a really good day. First at bat, laid a good bunt down, moved the runners over, got himself on, and then drove in two runs in his next at bat in a double, a much-needed double for the George Ranch Longhorns.
Swung on and missed by Brandon. It's 0-2.
I don't know the pitcher's last name for the Mustangs right now, but it looks like so far he's filling it up, getting the long hitters to go out of the zone and swing at pitches they shouldn't really be swinging at.
And that one is a ball, 1-2. You can probably hear it in our microphones and certainly in our crowd mic. It's very windy out here. It's coming from behind the plate and blowing out to the outfield fence. Swing and a miss by Brandon Kostelnik. And Johnson has retired two Longhorns on strikeouts. First
baseman. First baseman, number 28, Joseph Menifee.
Two outs here for Menifee. The first two hitters have seen a bunch of strikes, a bunch of fastballs early. See if Menifee might get deep in the counter, get a fastball he likes.
And again, Johnson is ahead of the Longhorn hitter. He's ahead of Menifee, 0-1. Two outs, top of the first. Pitch is hit into left field, away from the left fielder, in there for a single, and Menifee will check in to second with a double. Good inside-out swing by Joseph. Drove it down the left field line, right inside the line, away from the left fielder. And the Longhorns have a base runner with two outs in the first.
That was a good hit. The Mustangs catcher set up outside both pitches. Took the first one for a strike, and the second one he put up on the left field line for a good double. It was a good job by him for extending this inning a little bit longer than the Mustangs pitcher wanted.
All right. Now the catcher, Dukes, is out talking to his pitcher briefly. He's got Ty Abraham at the plate. Ty 1-for-2 with a walk, and he was hit by a pitch in that morning game against Cy Ranch. This one struck into right center field. Base hit. Around third base is Menifee, and he'll check in there. RBI single by Ty Abraham.
Yeah, a bunch of early fastballs for the Mustangs pitcher. Ty saw one he liked down the middle and drove it to right center field. Ball kind of died when it hit the outfield. Thick grass, it looks like, in the outfield, so that might play a play in the runners today.
That brings up this morning's first baseman and now the pitcher this afternoon, Cole McMillan. First pitch by Johnson, and that one is a ball. 1-0 to Cole McMillan. That's a called strike. That one seemed
a little bit outside there, but
yeah.
As McMillan is pitching today for us, he knows that call will be, that pitch will be called, so kind of an advantage for him, at least as a hitter and a pitcher.
And another strike to McMillan. So now Johnson ahead, 1-2 with two outs, one run in, RBI single by Abraham after the double by Joseph Menifee. Swung on and missed. And McMillan is down on strikes. Johnson actually struck out the side, but in between that, the double by Menifee and then the RBI single by Abraham. In the inning, one run, two hits, no errors, and nobody left on. After a half inning of play, it's George Ranch 1 and the Memorial Mustangs nothing.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Back at Mustang Park, for the home half of inning number one, Longhorns lead 1-0. Two straight hits, Menifee's double, Abraham's RBI single, and the Longhorns get up on the Mustangs early, 1-0.
Yeah, that was a good job for the Longhorns. The first two batters got out, but Menifee with the double down the line, and then Abraham with the single to right center field extended the inning a little bit longer, gave him an early lead. And we mentioned earlier today that usually when George Ranch gets ahead, they usually maintain that lead throughout the game, and it's a positive sign for them throughout this game.
Yeah, we talked about that a lot this morning, about just getting on top and getting on top of both, you know, when you're on the mound, you want to get on top of those hitters. And when you're at the plate, you want to put some hits together, string some things together.
Right, it's always good for mentally. As a player out there, even the smallest lead just lets you know that you can hit this pitcher, you are capable of winning this baseball game. And it always puts pressure on the other team if you get ahead early.
And leading off for the Mustangs, the shortstop, Hunter Baldwin. Cole McMillan, a left-hander on the mound. First delivery swung on and missed by Baldwin, strike one. And that one hit Hunter Baldwin, so he'll check into first base. Not a good start for McMillan.
Yeah, after a first pitch strike, it went back and tried to get inside on him. Kind of got away from him, hit him in the back, and that's not the start that you wanted as a pitcher, but hopefully he can get a ground ball here, maybe get two outs, and act like that guy never even came on the base.
All right, that brings up Jack Rydell. Rydell at second base. First pitch by Cole McMillan is in there for a strike. Let's go, Jack. McMillan looking over at first, snap throw over there, and he's back in time. Joseph Menifee over at first. He concluded the morning game over at first base, having pitched four innings.
Good four innings.
Yeah, and a good four innings, you're right. This one in for a strike, and McMillan on top of Rydell now, 0-2. Hunter Baldwin on first. He was hit by a pitch by McMillan. McMillan's delivery. Swung a little bit outside, 1-2.
Yeah, so when McMillan batted, he got that. He's a left-handed batter as well, and he had an outside call on him that he didn't really like. Tried to go back to that as a pitcher now, and maybe just a little bit too far outside. But he knows that he likes that outside corner.
And the throw over, and he's out. McMillan had him picked off, and then the throw went down to second base, and Zach Turner put that one on. That was similar to the one that happened this morning where Menifee caught a runner off base, and Zach Turner put on the tag.
Yeah, as a lefty, we said earlier also, again, you can have multiple pickoffs. So you can have your traditional one. You step off with your left foot, throw over a quick one, or you can have one. You pick up your leg and throw it over to first base.
This one hit out to center field. Jacob Wilson has a beat on that one and hauls it in. Now two outs for George Ranch.
Yeah, lefties always have an advantage pitching with getting away with stuff as pickoffs because you have so much more that you can do.
That brings up the DH for this afternoon for Memorial, Jackson Appel. First pitch is hit back to the screen, strike one. George Ranch has always had pitchers who could work the pickoff move very well, and especially the lefties that are looking right at first base. Sarah Hudek had one of the better pickoff moves around. She's now has a great career going at Texas A&M playing softball. In the outfield, she plays right field, but boy, could she pick him off first base.
Yeah, she had an interesting pass. She went to Boscher Parish to play baseball, and I guess she didn't like it or wanted to try something else, so she picked up softball there.
Thank you. All right, 2-1. Appel took that one. It's 2-1, two outs. McMillan in the delivery. This one hit between short and third, base hit. Jackson Appel stayed in there. And drove that fastball between short and third. So, one man on.
Number 14, Zach Wynn.
That brings up left fielder Zach Wynn. McMillan's first hit. This one is popped in the air, and it finds a hole between the center fielder and the right fielder, and another hit on the first pitch to Zach Wynn. That one was kind of a flare over Ryan Finnegan, and it made out to right center field. Nick Martinez couldn't get to it. Jacob Wilson couldn't get to it, and it dropped in there, and Jackson Appel goes to third.
Yeah, that was in one of those no man's lands area, the ones you practice all the time and during your practices and make sure communication and nobody could really get to there. Tough play.
Henry at the plate. Facing McMillan, first pitch is high, ball one.
Now first and third, two outs here. McMillan got the first two guys out on outs. See if he can get out of this inning. Go back and get some more runs.
And a throw over to first, and runner's back. George Ranch beat Elkins the other night, 7-2. Lost to Klein Collins, 9-0. Won this morning over Cy Ranch, 5-3. Winning in this game, 1-0, on back-to-back hits by Menifee and Ty Abraham. McMillan's next pitch to Henry, and that one is fouled towards the George Ranch dugout.
See a lot of fastballs from both pitchers today. Want to get early ahead in the count with those fastballs so you can develop your off speeds later in the game. Get your timing off from those batters later in the game so they can't figure it out as good.
Back. McMillan over to first base. Nothing doing over there. Zach Wynn is back. The Mustangs, Henry at first base this afternoon. McMillan again over to Menifee. Looked like Joseph was going to start the hidden ball trick.
Yeah, just try to play with the runner there a little bit.
Fake to throw back to the mound. And nothing doing there. Here's McMillan's 1-1 pitch on its way. This one a bit high, 2-1.
Didn't miss much there, just a little bit high. It's a good spot, though, on the inner half of the plate.
Glad you joined us this afternoon on GRHS iRadio. This is the Longhorns' last game in the SBISD tournament. This one is pop foul well over the first base dugout and into the soccer fields beyond. Next pitch by McMillan, called third strike, and Cole McMillan retires Henry with a good fastball on the outside corner for out number three in the inning. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two men left on base. At the end of a full inning of play, George Ranch Longhorns 1 and Memorial Mustangs nothing. Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor. All right, back in Mustang Park, George Ranch will send to the plate Zach Turner, Nick Martinez, and Garrett Arredondo in the top of the second inning.
Shortstop, number 8, Zach Turner.
In the morning game, Turner officially 0 for 2 with two Ks. He had a good sack bunt and a walk in the fourth inning. First pitch from Johnson is a strike.
Seen a lot of fastballs here from the pitcher. I don't know his last name. Do you have his name yet?
Johnson.
Johnson. So maybe we'll see a curveball or changeup this inning, but straight fastball so far.
This one is knocked back to the screen by Turner. He's in a hole now, 0-2. Nick Martinez on deck.
It's 1-2.
Excuse me, 1-2. This one's lofted towards a second baseman, Jack Rydell, and he hauls this one in. First out of the inning, and brings up Nick Martinez. Nick took a collar in the morning game. He was 0 for 4. Hit the ball hard his first time up. He lined out to shortstop, then a couple Ks and a ground out.
He had a good play, though, in right field there late in the game. A key double play that was a much-needed double play late in the sixth inning for the Longhorns.
It was kind of that bizarre double play. But, again, some good heads up by the right fielder. And Longhorns came out on the good side of that one. This one again popped up to Rydell, and he has the same result. Hauls this one in. This one a little bit more direct than the last one.
Yeah, it looked like a curveball there. Kind of Martinez kind of just threw his bat out there and barely got made contact with it and just hit it a little bit past the second baseman. The second baseman to play on it.
Brings up the third baseman, Garrett Arredondo. Arredondo picked up a big save in the morning game against Cy Ranch.
He did really good on the mound today as well, coming in and getting out of a jam and then closing the books.
Pitch on its way to Garrett Arredondo. Stroke to first base, but a great grab over there by Henry, Clark Henry, with the dive towards the line, and he grabbed that one before it got into right field. Boy, a great grab over there by Clark Henry. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. At the end of one and a half, it's the Longhorns 1 and the Mustangs nothing.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and trains high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunt & Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club platinum-level business sponsors.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports at ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
Thank you, Brett Dolan. Back at Mustang Park, Jacob Wilson, Ryan Finnegan, and Brandon Kostelnik. First three up for George Ranch in the top of the third inning. This one seems to be moving along pretty fast.
Yeah, earlier we had a pitcher's duel. So far we have somewhat of a pitcher's duel, it looks like. Seen a lot of lefties from the Mustangs lineup today so far against the lefty Cole McMillan.
I'm sorry, I called out what we were doing. Memorial's batting. It's Tom Vincent and Ben Stubbs. First two. This one is fouled off. 0-1 to Tom Vincent. Vincent in right field today. 0-1 pitch from McMillan. That one is high. 1-1. Another ball from McMillan, 2-1.
Yeah, two balls that really weren't even close to the strike zone, a little up and in but to the hitter. Don't know if he's trying to go in on the hitter or just he's losing it.
McMillan's 2-1 on the way, and outside, 3-1. He hit Hunter Baldwin to open the hitting for Memorial, then a fly to center field, two successive hits. And a strikeout to Clark Henry, and McMillan got out of the first. Now kind of the same shape here. He's 3-2 now on Tom Vincent. Mm-hmm. 3-2 pitch on its way, and it's way outside. He loses Vincent to the walk. That brings up third baseman Ben Stubbs.
The third baseman, number 7, Ben Stubbs.
Yeah, as a pitcher, you never really want to give up the first batter in the inning a walk. McMillan tried to battle back there, but in the end couldn't finish the batter off Vincent.
First pitch to Ben Stubbs is high, ball one. McMillan checks over to Vincent, comes to the plate, and that one must have been low, 2-0.
Yeah, fell behind the first batter, Vincent. ended up walking him. Now he's down 2-0 here.
2-0 pitch is right down Main Street, 2-1. That last one that was called a ball, from our vantage point, we're in the last row of the bleachers. They have a setup with a really nice table, and it's a good vantage point. But it must have been low because it seemed to cut right down the center of the plate, but not high enough. This one popped back to the screen on a bunt attempt by Stubbs.
Yeah, trying to move the runner in scoring position. But as a pitcher, you want to let them give you that out. They're going to square around a bunt. Just throw strikes. Don't try to pitch around the guy. So it was a good job there by McMillan. Now with two strikes, unlikely to be squaring around and bunting again.
Checks first, comes to the plate, swung on and knocked back to the screen by Stubbs, and the count holds at 2-2.
Fastball outside there. Stubbs just threw his bat out there to protect. Didn't want to get called third strike.
We're in the bottom of the second inning at Memorial High School. McMillan's next pitch is a ball, 3-2 to Ben Stubbs. He already walked Tom Vincent, so he doesn't want to put another one on via the free pass here.
Yeah, he tried to throw a curveball there outside and a little bit high. Didn't miss much, but was missed enough.
3-2 on its way. This one struck into left field, base hit. Ben Stubbs hit that one right on the noggin, right on the screws, and drove it into left field. Two men on. Brings up the catcher.
The catcher, number 10, Ben Dukes.
Ben Dukes, the catcher. He is a left-handed hitter, so lefty on lefty with Cole McMillan.
We've seen a lot of lefties so far in this lineup.
Two men on, nobody out, and Dukes bunts, and that one goes foul down the third baseline. Kind of popped it down the third baseline. Longhorns let it hit and go foul.
You should probably see Abraham playing in on this one. Either Abraham or Menifee on the corners.
Finnegan and Turner are back, and you're right, Menifee is in on the grass. This one is bunted towards the mound. McMillan has it over to first base, and that throw eludes Ryan Finnegan. One run will score for the Mustangs, and that's where it stays.
Yeah, it was a good bunt there by Dukes. Did his job. Hard play for McMillan to go get the ball and then turn around and throw it to first. Good throw. It probably would have got him, but didn't make the best throw over there to Finnegan at first base, who had a cover for Menifee.
So that brings up center fielder Jared Tiozzo. Tiozzo comes up now with nobody out and two men on. Man on second is Ben Dukes. Reached there on the throwing error by McMillan. Ben Stubbs is over at third. And the run plated earlier was Tom Vincent coming across the plate. So we are tied at one in the bottom of the second.
Infield playing in. Don't want to give him another run here. It's early in the game, but don't want to fall back behind too much.
Here's McMillan's delivery. That one is high, 1-1. We'll swing to the top of the order next to Hunter Baldwin, the shortstop. Here's McMillan's delivery. Again, in the dirt. Shane Moore sliding in front of that one to keep it close.
Yeah, good job making sure the run doesn't get past, run doesn't score here. Good job by Shane blocking that ball. Umpire kind of give him a little break.
I guess it made it easy at your household to practice your craft and your brother practicing his.
Oh, yeah. Perfect combination there.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, 2-1 pitch on its way from McMillan. Swung on and missed. Jared Tiozzo going towards that high fastball. Can't catch up with that one. And McMillan works his way back against the Mustang center fielder. Here's the 2-2 pitch. This one, a called strike three. Tiozzo turned away from it, like it was going to hit him, but it went right across the plate for the first out of the bottom of the second. Go to the top of the order and shortstop Hunter Baldwin. He was hit by a pitch by McMillan and then picked off of first base.
Yeah, McMillan on the last pitch there went inside on him. Tiozzo tried to maybe draw, like act like he was too far inside or maybe even get a little elbow on the ball, but end up being a strike. It was a good pitch by McMillan, a much-needed first out.
First pitch to the left-hander is fouled back to the screen. One run in the bottom of the second for the Mustangs. They tied it up. Vincent walked, and then a single by Stubbs and a throwing error. Got that run across. Curveball is over the head of Hunter Baldwin.
Almost got Baldwin again.
Yeah. One pitch on its way. This one is a little high and inside, 2-1. Glad you joined us this afternoon on GRHSI Radio. This is live Longhorns baseball from Memorial High School as part of the Spring Branch ISD tournament. 2-1 pitch from McMillan. That one a little bit low, and the count is now 3-1.
With an open base at first, isn't the worst thing to walk the guy, set up a double play.
Longhorn infield, everybody's in. This one stroked into left center field, base hit. Jacob Wilson fields that one. First run is in, second run is in, and Hunter Baldwin coasts into second base with the two-run double.
Hey, good job of hitting there by Baldwin. He had a 2-1 count, so hitters count. Hit it over the shortstop, then left center gap. Got two runs scored and went to second base on the throw home from Wilson that was cut off by Menifee.
Three to one, Mustangs. All three runs coming here in the bottom of the second. Another left-handed hitter, second baseman Jack Rydell. This one is hit foul towards the first base coaching box. The wind kind of comes in bursts, doesn't it?
Yeah, it'll slow down for a little bit and then have nowhere to just hit you really hard. It's kind of hard to play if you pop up in the outfield or something.
Here's McMillan's pitch, and that one is a ball, 1-1.
Try to throw a curveball there away against the lefty. Just a little bit too low. Not a bad spot.
Looks at second base, comes to the plate. This one hit back to McMillan, up the middle, base hit. Throw comes into home, and when it does, Jack Rydell takes second base. Hunter Baldwin had to stop at third.
Yeah, ball was hit back up the middle, thrown on second. Wilson was throwing home, but didn't throw low enough for Menifee, the first baseman, to cut it off to throw home, allowing the guy from going from first to second base. So now you're third and second with only one out, rather than first and third with one out.
And that brings up the designated hitter, Jackson Appel. Appel got a single and got to third base in the first inning, left stranded there. Greg Kubza out talking to Cole McMillan.
Yeah, just try to calm him down a little bit. Has given up some pretty solid contact hits here in this inning.
And now a little discussion with the home plate umpire. Probably a courtesy runner. We'll see what the Mustangs coach is doing.
Looked like a pinch runner, courtesy runner.
It's Jeremy York, who's at third base. The manager, the coach, rather, at third base. All right, looks like everybody's ready now. Jackson Appel at the plate. Hunter Baldwin on third. Rydell on second. And it's 3-0 Mustangs.
Come, Jackson.
First pitch to Appel is a ball. McMillan's next delivery. It's a called strike, and we're knotted up at one.
A lot of fastballs from McMillan earlier today, and that's what's been getting hit. That's what's been getting hit a lot, because he hasn't been able to show he can throw that curveball. So he has to throw his fastball.
1-1 pitch is fouled off at the plate. And McMillan ahead now, 1-2. Just one out in the bottom of the second. Three runs in. Two men on, second and third, for Jackson Appel. This one hit too short and through into the outfield. Another run in. Jackson Appel smacked that one past Cole McMillan, past Zach Turner, and into center field for an RBI single.
Wilson learned his lesson last time. He overthrew the cutoff man, allowing the guy from going to first to second. This time went and threw it right to the cutoff man, so the runner still stayed at first. So double play opportunity to get out of the inning.
You know, in baseball, just like every other sport, it's doing those little things correctly over and over again that pay off over the course of a season.
Exactly.
One, a called strike to Zach Wynn.
All the ground ball will get out of this inning here, minimizing the damage done.
McMillan comes to the plate. This one bunted down the third baseline. Foul.
Looked like they had some play running there. They had the guy on first base took off, stealing, going to second. Try to lay a drag bunt down third. Probably like a safety squeeze, allowing the runner from third to score home.
Longhorns need an out here so the infield can relax a little bit. Two men on, just one out. At the plate is left fielder Zach Wynn. McMillan goes over to first base, and the runner, Appel, is back. And Cole McMillan is just called for a balk. That means a runner on third comes in, and Appel goes down to second.
Yeah, I didn't really see the balk, because the umpire's obviously a little bit closer than we are, but might have flinched.
Fifth run of the inning pushed across via that balk by Cole McMillan. McMillan looks at second, comes to the plate. This one hit down to Ryan Finnegan at second base. Finnegan over to first, and the runner heads towards third. Longhorns will take that out and allow a base runner to head over to third. Clark Henry was a strikeout victim in the first inning, and now facing McMillan a second time as the Mustangs bat around. First pitch is high, ball one.
McMillan with the runner on third, still working out of the stretch. Some people like to work out of the windup if you're a windup type pitcher, but he likes his work out of the stretch a lot.
McMillan's next delivery is a called strike, 1-1. Clark Henry is batter number 9 in the inning for the Mustangs. They've pushed across 5 runs. This one hit into right field, and Martinez cannot get it. Made a diving attempt for it. Another run in on the RBI single by Clark Henry.
Our right fielder, number 24, Tom Vincent.
Brings up right fielder Tom Vincent. He led off the inning with a walk. He'll be the 10th batter to face Cole McMillan. McMillan already throwing 55 pitches He threw 17 in the first inning, so he's thrown 38 in this inning. Having a lot of trouble and working a lot of guys through a lot of pitches.
A very extended inning, and that he really did not want to happen. It's not like he's getting deep in counts either, giving up walks. It's just a bunch of hits that happened.
This one is fouled off over the third base dugout. 0-2 to Tom Vincent.
He's way ahead here, so probably see an off-speed.
0-2 pitch comes to the plate, swung on and missed. And McMillan punches out Tom Vincent. But in the inning, six runs on one, two, three, four hits. One error and one man left on base. At the end of two innings of play, it's the Mustang 6 and George Ranch 1.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHSI Radio. We win at the ranch.
All right, back at Mustang Park, it's the Mustang 6 and George Ranch 1 leading off for the Longhorns in the top of the third. Center fielder Jacob Wilson.
He's the 9-hole, but he's with his speed, it's almost like an extra leadoff hitter for him. To get him on, it would be good to get this inning started, have that extended inning.
And Ryan Finnegan will follow, and Brandon Kostelnik. First pitch, and Wilson tries to bunt. And this one kind of reaches up and bites the catcher, Dukes.
Got him somewhere. Umpire's kind of giving the catcher a little bit of time to brush that one off. Kind of have a little mutual respect between the umpire and catcher. Ball hits the umpire, the catcher will go out to the pitcher and talk to him. If the ball hits the catcher, the umpire will kind of call time and let him shake it off.
We've talked about the wind a little bit, and the skies are threatening, although when you look on radar, it doesn't look like anything's coming because we don't want to be sitting out here with rain and all this electronics, that's for sure. This one stroked down the right field line and foul.
Yeah, you don't want it to rain here. Even for these players, although they need to get some more reps going into district. The more reps, the better.
Next pitch on its way by Johnson. That one is high. 1-2.
Seen a lot of fastballs from Johnson. I haven't really seen it off speed. So the second time coming around for some of these hitters, then he attacked that pitch.
This one hit down to short to Hunter Baldwin. Cross the diamond, and he retires Jacob Wilson on a 6-3 putout. We'll head to the top of the order, and second baseman Ryan Finnegan. Ryan struck out to open the game for George Ranch. First pitch is kind of an off-speed pitch.
Yeah, it looked like a slider, a little bit low. First one we've seen really from him today. That's the second time around the lineup comes up.
1-0 pitch is high this time, 2-0. This one is inside. So Johnson is missing all over the place now.
Yeah, we really haven't
high,
seen that from him.
Low, and inside.
It's the first time we've really seen him kind of be a little bit all over the place. Usually his misses have been around the plate, but he really hasn't been close this at bat at all.
3-0 pitch on this way, and this one a called strike.
That umpire likes that outside zone, both righty and lefty hitters.
Three-one to Finnegan, swung on and missed. Johnson was all over the place, and Ryan worked it to 3-0, and now Johnson has fought back. Here's the 3-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Ryan Finnegan, a strikeout victim for the second time. Second out of the inning brings up left fielder Brandon Kostelnik.
Brandon had a good day earlier. We mentioned that before. See if he can extend this inning a little bit. Give McMillan a little bit of a break after that long inning he had. He extends this inning. Now you have your 3-4-5 coming up, the heart of your lineup.
First one to Kostelnik is outside, ball one. That one, again, had a little bit of a tail on it.
Yeah.
But it started towards the plate and ended up
slider, curveball.
Yeah.
He's shown that a couple times this inning, but really hasn't controlled it at all.
This one a called strike on the outside corner. One pitch on its way. This one hit foul towards the third base dugout, and it's 1-2. Nobody on, two outs, top of the third inning, and the Mustangs lead 6-1. George Ranch opened the game with a run, and then the Mustangs got six in the bottom of the second.
Yeah, they hit the ball hard last inning. We haven't seen that today yet from the George Ranch Longhorns, at least this game.
2-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Boy, pulled the string on that one. And Kostelnik was way out in front. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on. After 2.5 innings of play, it's the Mustangs 6 and the Longhorns 1.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and Train's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunt & Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
The art and science of prosthodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rhyme's office treat people first. Their patients are typically referred to the office by other dentists, physicians, and healthy patients. At Stuart Rhyme's office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitation. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rhyme's website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Stuart Rhyme's and his staff. Stuart Rhyme's DDS and MS, 15958 City Walk, Suite 230 in Sugarland Town Square. Phone number 281-313-1565 or visit them on the web at rimesdds.com.
I don't know what I was doing talking about the possibility of rain because, of course, now it's raining.
Yeah, nothing too hard yet, but it sure doesn't look good.
All right, 1-1 count to Ben Stubbs. Stubbs singled and scored in the second. Cole McMillan's delivery is on the way, and this one is a ball, 2-1. I'm going to have to see if we can snag an umbrella or something. All right, 2-1 pitch on its way. This one hit in the air, Zach Turner. And now Ryan Finnegan, and Finnegan finally catches up with it.
Yeah, that ball was in between the shortstop and second baseman. Kind of first one who ever calls it kind of lets the other guy back off a little bit so they didn't get in the way. It looked like Finnegan obviously kind of called Turner off there.
Number 10, Ben Dukes.
And Ben Dukes is up at the plate for Memorial. He reached on a throwing error by McMillan in the second and did come around to score. First pitch is a ball, ball one. Jared Tiozzo is next. Bottom of the third inning, Mustangs by 5, 6-1. McMillan, the lefty, against Dukes, the lefty. This one is a called strike, 1-1. I'm going to whisper this. The rain has stopped.
Yeah, for now at least.
Yeah. All right, here's a pitch. This one hit on the ground of Finnegan. He can't catch up with it. And diving attempt, and this one out into right field. Another hit for Memorial. Ben Dukes with the single to right. One out, one on. Center fielder, Jared Tiozzo.
Yeah, we mentioned much all the lefties this lineup. I believe there's five lefties in the lineup against a left-handed pitcher, but results really haven't shown that they can't hit lefties, as a lot of them have been getting a lot of hard contact against Cole today.
Throw over to first base, and the runner's back. That one fouled off to Tiozzo, strike one.
Yeah, he got ahead of, on Tiozzo this time. Nine hole, maybe a double play to get out of the inning.
And a curveball that stays up high, 1-1.
A quick inning from McMillan would be very beneficial for him after that very long inning.
Yeah, the second inning was long. It was long in time, and it was also very top-heavy in pitches. He had 17 in the first inning, 39 in the second inning. So he almost more than doubled up on the amount of pitches in one inning. This one swung on, says the umpire, 1-2.
Yeah, there's a curveball there. And hard for the second base umpire to call from where he's standing. So the home plate umpire called it, and it looks like he went around.
This one, a called third strike on Tiozzo. So the second out via the strikeout by McMillan will head to the top of the order. And Hunter Baldwin, he doubled in a run and then scored himself in the second. We're in year two of the UIL's pitch count for high school pitchers, and now it shows up on the scoreboard so everybody can see that. Last year we didn't have that.
Yeah, I don't know the pitch count rules, but to save these young arms of these pitchers, so don't overuse them.
The 1-0 pitch by McMillan. This one hit straight back to the screen, 1-1.
Seen a lot more strikes from him this inning. He threw some balls last inning, but he hasn't fallen behind any batter so far.
Runner going, swung on and missed by Baldwin, 1-2.
Yeah, Dukes had a good jump on that one, on that pitch. He was going on the whenever McMillan lifted his leg up and really didn't give any Shane more the opportunity to throw the runner out. But McMillan got the strike that he wanted. Now he's 1-2 on the hitter.
All right, McMillan checks second, comes to the plate. This one is popped back to the screen and will hold at 1-2. This one started just about 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
And again, another foul ball by Baldwin, so we'll hold the count at 1-2.
Yeah, they're on time today, unlike yesterday, which is good.
Yeah, very. The sign by Shane Moore. McMillan checks second, comes to the plate. This one is outside, 2-2. Ben Stubbs popped up to start the inning, then a single by Dukes, and a strikeout to Jared Tiozzo, and now Hunter Baldwin has worked the count to 2-2 with a man on second. Here's a pitch, swung on and missed. Ball dropped momentarily by Shane Moore. He gets it down to first base. That's the end of the third inning for the Mustangs. In the inning, no run, one hit, no errors, and one man left on base. At the end of three, it's a Mustang 6 and George Ranch 1.
Harrell and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. The goal has always been delivering the highest quality of dental care to their patients. And one thing that has separated Harrell and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and oral health issues. Harrell and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care to the community of Sugar Land and surrounding areas, with services including, but not limited to, cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their offices at 1233 Crab River Road. Find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com. That's Harrell and Johnson Dentistry.
Alongside Christian Moore, I'm Tom Tarando, and we enter inning number four. George Ranch will send to the plate Joseph Menefee, Ty Abraham, Cole McMillan to face Blake Johnson.
Leading off for George Ranch, the first baseman, number 28, Joseph Menefee.
Menefee doubled and scored the only run that the Longhorns have. He doubled, and then Ty Abraham brought him in with the RBI single.
Yeah, hit it hard. He had two outs in that first inning. And Menefee jumped on a fastball outside and hit it to left field down the line.
Blake Johnson very efficient through three innings as he works to the Longhorns. In inning number four, just 39 pitches so far for Blake. This one is stroked into right center field, and it falls in. Base hit for Menefee.
Yeah, that's one of those no man's lands to get in between the second baseman and right fielder. Probably the right fielder's ball, but as he comes in, it's easier to come in than for a second baseman to back up and catch it. But Menefee will take that any day.
Definitely the outfielder coming in has a better shot at it, a better look at it. And the wind here is blowing out that direction to begin with. So it was a tough one to get. Drops in. Menefee, second hit on the night. Here's Ty Abraham. First one is a called strike from Blake Johnson.
Yeah, the wind's kind of changing directions. Now it's going that way, towards left field rather than coming towards center field.
Johnson looks at first, comes to the plate, swung on and missed by Abraham, 0-2. Pitch is on its way. This one is low, skips in the dirt, and when it does, Menifee takes off for second base.
It was a good jump by Menifee. Saw the ball was in the dirt and didn't hesitate at first base. Just went straight for second.
Ben Dukes had a little bit of trouble with that one. It skipped in, kind of handcuffed him, and Menifee saw that, took off for second base.
It's a good job. He didn't hesitate at all, like I said. Once you hesitate, you don't go towards second. He had a plan, stuck to it, and got safe at second.
Here's Blake Johnson's 1-2 pitch. This one popped into left center field. Center fielder Tiozzo is over for that one. He's got it. And kind of a fake by Menifee that he's going somewhere. One out, and that brings up Cole McMillan.
McMillan probably trying to help himself out here as he gave up the 6 runs in that second inning. Wants to get one back here for him.
Struck out in the first. Right-hander Johnson facing the left-hander, Cole McMillan. Here comes the wind again. This one hit over onto the screen on the third base side.
Yeah, it just picks up in gusts.
These gusts have to be 25 miles an hour or so. Wonder what that does to the pitcher when the ball is coming in his face. This one gets away from Dukes. Menifee down to third, and he's in there.
Not even just like the pitcher, but like the outfielder as well. You don't know when it's coming, and you have a fly ball hit to you, and all of a sudden it's 20 feet behind you because the wind just takes it.
And as a pitcher, how does that change your mechanics, if any, when the wind is right in your face?
It didn't really. You're still kind of close to the catcher. You're not too far. Usually a ball will move when it gets higher up in the air. You kind of just pitch through it.
McMillan squibs that one down to first. And wisely, first baseman Henry lets that one go foul. Almost like a swinging bunt by McMillan.
Let it go foul before he touched it in the fair territory so the run didn't score there. So as a heads-up play over there.
So, Menifee back to third. Cole McMillan back to the plate. Blake Johnson in the stretch and the set. Here's a delivery, strike three. Swinging strike to Cole McMillan.
Shortstop number 8, Zach Turner.
That brings up the shortstop, Zach Turner. He popped up to the second baseman, Jack Rydell, in the second inning.
Runner on second base, nobody out. And even though they're down 5, any runs is beneficial towards getting the lead back. So you don't want to leave that guy at third now, stranded out there.
Turner slaps that first offering from Johnson into the screen, 0-1. Two outs, top of the fourth. Mustangs lead 6-1. This one skips in, and it's 1-1.
It's a good block there by the catcher. Make sure he didn't get past him.
Johnson in the set. Now he comes to the plate. This one hit down to short to Hunter Baldwin. Long throw across the diamond, and he's safe. And the run scores. Zach Turner beats that one out to short. He backed up Hunter Baldwin into the... Oh, it is. Thank you. It's Rydell at shortstop. He backed Rydell up into the hole, and he couldn't make the long throw. The RBI single by Zach Turner.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a chopper down the right to the right side of the Rydell at shortstop. Tough play for him to make, but a good hustle by Turner, beating it out, not just giving up on the play because he grounded out.
First offering to Martinez. It's hit down the right field line, foul.
And here comes that rain again. I felt as a pitcher that was more annoying than wind.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Even just the slightest amount of rain.
It's Swung on and missed by Martinez, 0-2, 1-2 rather.
Balls start to get wet. Cap gets start to get wet, then starts dripping in your face. Not fun.
1-2 pitch by Johnson, swung on and missed by Martinez, and Dukes will throw it down there. That one was closer than anybody wanted it to be. In the inning, one run on two hits, no errors, and one man left on base. At the end of three and a half innings of play, it's the Longhorns down by four, 6-2.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and trains high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntinggroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Back at Mustang Park, it's the Mustang 6 and the Longhorns 2 as the Mustangs come up to the plate here in the bottom of the fourth.
Leading off your Mustangs,
top of the fourth inning there. Five-run lead going into there for the Mustangs, but they Longhorns got one across, shrinking the lead just a little bit.
Some changes when the Mustangs are in the field. Ben Stubbs now at second, Jack Rydell at shortstop, and Drago at third. First pitch to now the shortstop, Jack Rydell, was a ball, and this one is fouled off towards the Longhorn dugout, 1-1.
With McMillan's pitch count getting up there at 74, it looks like Longhorn bullpen's moving a little bit. Looks like a lefty. I can't get a number from where we are, but.
McMillan's 1-1 pitch is high, 2-1.
With these opening tournaments, Coach Cubs doesn't really want to push the starting pitching, the pitch limit too much towards that pitch limit, which is, I can't recall off the top of my head what it is, but there's no need for him to pitch this much early rather than have him later for district.
Well, and next week we'll do this all over again in the LCISD tournament, right. So there'll be multiple games at George Ranch, Lamar, Terry, and Foster.
Yeah, these tournaments also allow Coach Cubza to see bullpen what his options are, because when it is that close game in district or playoffs, who is his best option? So this kind of gives you an opportunity of what to look at.
Three, two pitch on its way. This one hit into left field and in there for a base hit. Falls in front of Brandon Kostelnik, and another hit for the Mustangs. Second one on the day for Jack Rydell.
I think this looks like Coach Cubs is out here. This might be it for him.
We'll see if anybody's coming in from the bullpen. Yeah, he is going to make a change. McMillan is out. See who's coming in for George Ranch. Well, we'll check on that when we come back from our break. You're listening to Live Longhorns Varsity Baseball on GRHS iRadio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation.
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
New pitcher for George Ranch is senior Cannon DeSerf.
Yeah, Cannon is a senior pitcher for George Ranch here. Was on varsity last year, but didn't really see that much playing time. But now it looks like he's been getting some roles in the bullpen this year.
Also, another lefty for George Ranch. We have three or four that pitch from the left side.
Yeah, having lefties isn't a bad thing at all. That left-on-left matchup. I mean, Mustangs, we have five lefties, so that's always a good job. And get those lefties out and even get righties out. McMillan pitched three innings and didn't do too bad. He kind of gave a bunch of hits, but wasn't out of control. Just some contact where he rather not have allowed as much contact in there. The Mustangs hit him pretty hard, spotted up his fastball, and couldn't really get deep into the count 1-2, 0-2, where he can allow throw some strikes, throw some curveballs to get the hitters off time. Instead, they jumped on his fastball and kind of hit him a little bit.
And that was a tough second inning to get through. Gave up six runs, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hits. There was an error and a walk and just a tough inning and really took a lot out of him when he tried to work through it and then work into the third and fourth here. So, Cannon DeSerf on the mound for George Ranch. He'll face Jackson Appel. Appel is 2-for-2 with a run scored and an RBI. This one, a called strike on the outside corner.
Yeah, the umpire's really been calling that outside strike today on both sides of the plate.
DeSerf checks first. Here's the 0-1 pitch. This one, a little breaking ball. Good job by Shane Moore keeping that one in front of him.
Yeah, I don't want that runner to go to second base. Takes away that double play.
Here's DeSerf's next pitch. And the runner is heading to second base. Shane Moore can't get it down there in time.
Looked almost like a delayed steal there. Once the catcher kind of got the ball, the runner kind of took off there. Didn't really get away from him. Shane couldn't really grab onto the ball once he had it.
DeSerf checks second, comes to the plate. This one again gets away from Moore at kind of rolls towards the third baseline. Three-one count on Jackson Appel. Three-one pitch on its way. This one is low, and he walks Jackson Appel, so two men on, nobody out in the bottom of the fourth.
Sets up a double play situation again, but DeSerf really isn't close on those. He's missing a little bit low.
Left fielder number 14, Zach Webb.
Brings up the left fielder, Zach Wynn. Wynn is 1-for-2. He singled in the first and went out 4-3 in the second inning. Is DeSerf's first pitch, and Wynn offers on the bunt. Just want to throw down, and the runner is back to second.
Yeah, trying to pick him off. Looks like the guy at second base was a little far off the bat from second, so Shane tried to back pick him. So it was just a little bit late.
And a correction. He wanted to bunt, but pulled the bat back, and it's 1-0. DeSerf looks at second and first. This time he does bunt. It goes down Arredondo at third. He can't do anything with the baseball, and the bases are loaded.
Good bunt there by Wynn. Kind of were too far from the pitcher, too far from the catcher. The third baseman wasn't in enough. Really good sack bunt there. Bases loaded, nobody out, and expect the Longhorn defense to be playing in. Down four.
Brings up the first baseman, Clark Henry. Henry, 1-for-2, struck out in the first, singled in the second inning. Working here in the bottom of the fourth. Mustangs by 4, 6-2. Nobody out with the bases loaded. Here's Cannon DeSerf's first pitch. That one a called strike. The surf into the windup. Next one is hit on the ground by Ryan Finnegan into right field. One run scores, and that is it.
Yeah, that hit was in between second and first. If Finnegan's playing back in normal position, that's an easy ground ball for him. But being in on the grass, kind of hard, toughened to get there for both Menifee and Finnegan.
It also had a little bit of seeing eye single on it too,
wow.
And just found exactly the spot where Finnegan wasn't and Menifee wasn't. Tom Vincent at the plate swings through strike one.
Yeah, ground ball is really needed here. Don't want to give up too much after already being down five now.
0-1 pitch on its way. This one hit to Zach Turner short. Comes to the plate, and no throw to first. So the Longhorns get an out. Fielder's choice for Vincent.
Yeah, good play by Turner there. Saw a little slow, but came in, threw it home. Wasn't no play for first base, but made sure the guy from third didn't score. Now ground ball again. They can get a double play.
Brings up the now second baseman, Ben Stubbs. Stubbs is 1-for-2, singled and scored in the second. This one gets away from Moore briefly, but nobody can move up.
Normally with bases loaded, one out, shortstop and second baseman are playing back to turn that double play, but already down five, like I said, don't want to give another run. They're playing in as well as the first and third baseman are.
1-0 pitch to Stubbs. Hit in the air to center field. Jacob Wilson has a beat on it, and he's got it. This one comes to the plate, and another run scores on the sack fly by Ben Stubbs.
The catcher, number 10, Ben Dukes.
Yeah, Wilson pop up to him. Couldn't try to get behind the ball and get the out at home for the double play, but throw was a little bit late, a little bit offline. And I even think a good throw would have gotten him. Wynn has pretty good speed.
The other runners had to hold, so Henry is still at second, Vincent at first, and at the plate is the catcher, left-handed hitting Ben Dukes. The surf's first pitch is a breaking ball in for a strike.
Yeah, it was first breaking ball we've seen from him today. Threw it early in the count. Late break on a good pitch.
It's one on just a little outside, yeah.
Yeah, earlier we saw him calling that pitch, but might have been a little bit too far outside.
He's kind of stumbling through that. I was trying to say just off the plate. Anyway, 1-1 pitch is hammered into right center field and beyond Martinez, and one run scores. And that is it on the double by Ben Dukes.
The center fielder, number 27, Payne Trozo.
Yeah, Dukes hit that ball hard right over on Martinez in right field. Put a good swing on it, fastball in the middle end. Drove the ball. Nine runs, second, third, two outs.
Jared Trozo at the plate, center fielder, struck out twice, once looking in the second and swinging in the third, batting here in the fourth. It's 9-2. Mustangs by 7. This one hit down to Turner at short. And he kind of double clutched and cannot make the throw in time. They single for Trozo. One run scored. Now another one scores. And there's trouble at first base.
Yeah, Menifee looks shaken up a little bit off the stretch.
Menifee is down on the field. Cubs are coming out to look at him. The ball had gotten away on Turner's throw, and when that happened, the second run came across the plate.
Turner, kind of like you mentioned, double clutched it, throw to first base. In a tough play for Menifee to scoop that ball Those are really hard plays for first basemen, but on the stretch, kind of looks like he might have done something to his leg here, but run ended up scoring when the ball was just on the ground laying there.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll have more from Mustang Park. You're listening to Live Longhorns Varsity Baseball on GRHS iRadio.
Harrell and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. The goal has always been delivering the highest quality of dental care to their patients. And one thing that has separated Harrell and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and oral health issues. Harrell and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care to the community of Sugar Land and surrounding areas, with services including, but not limited to, cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their offices at 1233 Crab River Road. Find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com. That's Harrell and Johnson Dentistry.
So Joseph Menifee leaves the field of play on his own power, but he is out of this ball game. Let's see who Greg Kubza puts over at
first base.
He puts Ty Abraham there, and Abraham was the designated hitter. Arredondo stays over at third. One, it is hit in the air, and Ryan Finnegan tracks that one down, and that's the end of the inning. But in the inning, one, two, three, four. I don't think the scoreboard is right. I think
I have. They scored
five runs, right?
Yeah.
The scoreboard says 10-2. I believe it's 11-2. When we come back, we'll see if that's corrected. But in the inning, we have them scoring five runs on one, two, three, four, five hits. Sack fly in there. And one man left on base. At the end of four innings of play, it is the Mustangs either 10 or 11. And the Longhorns, 2.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep, Wrangler, or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Back at Mustang Park, Christian Moore, Tom Tarando on GRHS iRadio. Coming to the plate, third baseman Garrett Arredondo. He lined out to first base on a great diving stop by Clark Henry in the second inning. Garrett batting here in the top of the fifth.
Yeah, we're just these Mustang hitters have been putting the ball in play and making our defense work, but now the Longhorns trying to mean down. Now they fix the scoreboard finally. Down 9 now. Least you can do is just start to hit the ball a little bit more. We haven't really seen a few hits, maybe 4, I believe. But other than that, there really hasn't been that much hard contact.
Blake Johnson's first pitch is fouled off at the plate, 0-1. Next pitch is hit down to second base. Ben Stubbs over to first and retires Garrett Arredondo. Jacob Wilson is next.
Center fielder number one, Jacob Wilson.
Should be interesting to see who fills in for Menifee in the lineup. Because he did get taken out, so I don't know if... Well, Abraham was the DH, so they inserted him at first base, so I don't know if you lose your DH spot at that point, or I don't know how that's going to work out for
him. Yeah, I think you may. Here's Johnson's first pitch. Wilson tries to bunt and drops it right in front of the plate.
Second time already this inning, the catcher's been shaken up. Umpire kind of giving him a little bit of time to shake it off and get back to work. Looks like he's all right.
Here's Johnson's delivery, swung on and missed by Jacob Wilson, 0-2. Wilson grounded out to short in the third inning, batting here now in the top of the fifth.
The catcher threw it down. I act like it was the third strike, really only the second one.
Now the first pitch, Wilson bunted foul right at the plate, and this is the next one.
Now the umpires are confused. It
wow.
should be the second strike.
Yeah, he's only had two pitches. Now he's talking to the catcher, find out if what exactly he was saying, but now it gets resolved, and the scoreboard still says 0-2.
Which
one out in the top of the fifth. Here's a delivery by Johnson. Good stop behind there by Dukes. That one skipped in. 1-2. And again, a foul ball, still 1-2. Wilson a little bit out in front of that one and fouls it over by the third base dugout.
Just hanging in there. Don't want to give him a strikeout.
Blake Johnson's delivery is hit out into center. And Tarozzo puts that one away.
Second baseman number five.
Kind of half swung there from Wilson. Kind of maybe got off the end of the bat, but really easy play for the center fielder.
And up to the plate comes the right-hander, Ryan Finnegan. And Blake Johnson leaves the ball game to check in and see if he's okay. Out of the dugout came the Mustangs coach. Talked to Johnson for just a moment.
I think he was fine. It's just don't overpitch him. Up 11-2. Want to see what the bullpen can work with here.
Jared
but now the bullpen and maybe the Longhorns can string some hits going on here. There's a lot to overcome here, but seen some comebacks before.
Jared Plank, the right-hander on the mound now for the Mustangs. Blake Johnson leaves, having thrown 58 pitches, given up two runs on 1, 2, 3, 4 hits by the Longhorns. And the first batter he'll face will be the leadoff hitter, Ryan Finnegan. Finnegan struck out twice, both swinging. The strikeout that Ryan had in the third, he was actually up on Johnson 3-0, and Johnson kept working, and then finally the strikeout by Ryan Finnegan.
Yeah, he kind of made him battle a little bit, but ended up losing it. Johnson threw well. Had 7 strikeouts in this 4 innings of work. 4 2/3 innings of work. Like you said, only 4 hits allowed. He did his job, just like last night's pitcher. Maybe just something about this field they don't play well at.
Well, we've kind of seen up and down performances from the Longhorns. They've had four games, won the first one, beat badly in the second one, won the third one this morning, and this one is not looking too promising either, although we're just in the top of the fifth, but the Longhorns are down by nine.
Yeah, if they want to get back in this game, they're going to have to start hitting the ball a lot more.
First pitch by Plank is outside.
Making the pitcher work some more, getting ahead of the count, getting in your hitter's count, and then putting the ball in play.
Next one on the way is a called strike, 1-1. And Plank loses his hat and comes inside on Finnegan, 2-1.
Plank looks like he has a good fastball. I don't know the mile an hour, but probably up there, upper 80s. Looks a little bit wild, though, so far.
2-1 pitch on its way to Ryan Finnegan. That one inside, 3-1.
Looks like he's also throwing a two-seamer, starting in the middle of the plate, but always ending up inside on the right-handed hitter, Finnegan.
All right, let's see if Ryan can get something started with two outs in the fifth. That one skips in, and he does just that, draws the five-pitch walk, and that brings up Brandon Kostelnik, the left fielder. Brandon also with a couple Ks in this one. Contrast that with his three-hit performance out of four plate appearances this morning and three RBIs. First pitch on the outside corner, strike one.
Yeah, after that good game earlier today, Brandon really hasn't done much this game so far. Maybe get out of that little funk that he's been in the past two at-bats. Looks like we have a pinch runner, maybe.
Yeah, that's Hayden Steubing. Ryan Finnegan flips him the helmet, and Steubing will run at first base with two outs here. Blank checks on him. A couple nods of the head. Comes to the plate. This one stroked into left center field. In there for a base hit. So Kostelnik picks up where he kind of left off this morning and drives that one into left center field. Two men on. Two outs in the fifth. And the batter is Nathan Hamburg. He'll take the hitting spot left vacant by Menifee.
Yeah, we saw Hamburg hit earlier in the first game.
All right, here's Plank's first pitch, and again, on the outside corner, strike one.
He's been losing his hat after every pitch. That's how windy it is here.
Mustangs played in the game that preceded this one, and hat was coming off all the time for both pitchers, actually. It was much windier then. One hit down the right field line and foul. Nathan Hamburg in a hole now, 0-2. Plank gets his sign, comes to the plate, and hit to left field, and the left fielder, Zach Wynn, tracks that one down for out number three, and the Longhorns are retired. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one man, two men left on base. At the end of four and a half innings of play, it's the Mustangs 11 and George Ranch 2.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11- and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at FortBendGridironFootball.com.
And a new Longhorns pitcher on the mound. This is Will Dolan.
Sophomore pitcher Will Dolan. First time we've seen him today, and we didn't see him yesterday either, so down 11-2. Coach Cubs wants to see what he's got out of the youngins from his catcher and his pitcher, both sophomores.
I expected the first time I'd see Will, it would be in the infield, maybe at short.
Yeah, usually a shortstop, second baseman type guy.
But he's on the mound, takes over for Cannon DeSerf, who took over for Cole McMillan.
And now Hamburg is at first base to replace Menifee.
Leading off the Mustangs, number 22, Mason Flynn.
All right, Mason Flynn will lead off against Will Dolan in the bottom of the fifth.
There's also some more defensive changes for the Longhorns in the infield. Can't quite tell is that short or second base, but they're definitely new.
We'll pick those guys up on the fly here. Dolan, long look in at Shane Moore. First pitch, and he hits the batter kind of squarely in the hip. Is a right-handed batter, Will Dolan, a right-hand pitcher, and hit the first batter he faced. He goes down to first base.
Yeah, not how you want to start your first outing.
Batting for the Mustangs, number 18, Davis Koski.
Davis Koski, another pinch hitter for the Mustangs here. And Dolan goes over to first. That one eludes Hamburg. And the runner is up and headed into second, standing up. Nathan Hamburg over there at first base, taking over for Menifee. And Dolan got the ball over there. Hamburg couldn't handle it. It was a little bit low.
Yeah, it wasn't the best pickoff from Dolan over there at first base. At shortstop, it's Anthony Araguse. And at second, Henry Harrison. So, and there's a new right fielder as well. We can't really tell who that is, but
Davis Koski at the plate. Got a 1-1 count. Man on second, nobody out. Will Dolan checks second, comes to the plate. Curveball hits Koski on the back.
Yeah, back-to-back hit by pitches. Moore's going to go talk to Dolan about that.
That one was a curveball that got away from him and started way outside and came in and kind of softly hit Koski on the back.
Yeah, might be a little bit of nerves first outing out there as a sophomore, but all you need to do is just go in there and throw strikes. Just a normal baseball game. We're getting substitutions from both teams. You have to keep up now.
First pitch by Dolan. This one lifted down the right field line and nobody can get to it. Foul.
Down 11-2. I believe this is the bottom of the fifth inning, so that runner on second base is the winning run with the 10-run rule in effect.
Go, Next one by Dolan. Skips in, gets by Shane Moore, and both runners move up.
Yeah, there wasn't much Shane could do there. That ball was well before the dirt, so on the curveball. Will Dolan hasn't really been able to control that curveball as much as he wanted to so far in his little outing.
That one hit out in front of the plate and skipped by Shane Moore. Runners move up a notch. Now second and third. Nobody out. And a 1-1 count.
And now 11-2, winning runs at third base. The Longhorn defense in the infield will come in, not trying to allow that winning run to score.
Next pitch on its way. That one skips in. This one is saved by Moore. Good play there by Shane. Went down on the knee pads to kind of keep that ball in front.
Yeah, it was a good stop by Shane back there.
Will Dolan's 2-1 pitch. This one hit to third. Good snag by Arredondo over there. He checks the runners and goes over to first. Yeah, good play by Garrett.
He made sure that the runner at third and short both stayed put. And then finally threw it to first base. Playing in, you have that much time to make sure the runners don't go and still get the out at first base. That's a good play by Arredondo.
Zach Reynolds at the plate now. So Will Dolan will face another pinch hitter. Actually, there's been four in a row now. This one is Zach Reynolds. Dolan's first pitch to Reynolds, skips in. Another good stop by Shane Moore.
Yeah, Will Dolan's been a little bit wild so far in his outing. He has that first out, but now just needs to gather back and pitch like he usually pitches and throw strikes.
It's 11-2 as the Mustangs back here in the bottom of the fifth. This one popped up on the infield. Shane Moore calls that one and does a good job to haul that one in, contending with the wind and other things.
Yeah, that ball's hard with this wind blowing so hard in multiple directions. It's a good play by Moore behind the plate.
Utaka, Toronto.
Never wanted the pitcher to catch a pop-up, and it's hard. The third and first basemen really weren't even close to the ball at all. So.
And that brings up yet another pinch hitter, Utaka Torada. Will bat for the Mustangs with two outs. He'll face Will Dolan here with a 9-run lead.
Now one more out, and he extends to have another inning for the Longhorns.
Dolan's first pitch is low to Torada. First two batters reached by hit by pitch, and then a good play at third by Arredondo, and then a pop-up snagged by Shane Moore, and that's where we stand. Runners on second and third with two outs. And a strike to Torada evens the count at 1-1. Next pitch on its way. That one's low. Ball two.
It's about the fourth or fifth one we've seen in the dirt from Dolan so far today. Just might not be able to. Sometimes as pitchers, you have those days where you can't find your control a lot, but
2-1 pitch on the way from Will Dolan. That one's high, 3-1. Utaka Torada at the plate facing Will Dolan. Here's a pitch. This one hit down to short. Long throw, and Torada is dismissed over at third base. Or at first base, rather, by the shortstop. That ends the inning. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. Two men left on base. At the end of five innings of play, it's the Mustangs 11 and George Ranch 2.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling
281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
Back at Mustang Park, George Ranch will send Ty Abraham to the plate to lead things off, and we'll see what Greg Kubza does with the remaining part of his order.
Yeah, down 11-2. Saw some subs from the Mustangs there. Saw some defensive changes for the Longhorns as well. So I assume they're going to be hitting down 9. Just want to get some reps. Don't want to hurt anybody with your starters. Get these guys, get some of these sophomores, the young guys, some experience, I guess, at this level in case something does happen, some freak accident happens later on the season where the sophomore has to step in for one of the upperclassmen. And they're not as nervous as they are now.
Well, I can tell you of one change. Abraham will hit, and in Cole McMillan's spot, Gage Graham, a sophomore, will pick up a bat. He's on the on-deck circle, and he'll hit at least for McMillan. Then we'll see about Zach Turner.
Leading off for the Longhorns, number 23, Ty Abraham.
Well, I assume Arguez will go in for Turner because he was at shortstop.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly right. Abraham, 1-for-2, singled in the first, flew out to center field in the fourth, batting now in the top of the sixth, takes ball one.
Down 9 as a hitter, just approach it any way you would. Don't do anything different, just go in there and find your pitch and get your hits. You need a lot of them if you're the Longhorns right now.
Third plank in the windup. And this one is hit high into left center field. It is gone. A home run by Ty Abraham. He hit that one hard to left center field. The wind certainly didn't hurt it at all. And a home run by Abraham. He's having trouble getting around the bases.
Maybe an ankle.
Yeah, he's a little bit gimpy there as he heads around.
But, I mean, that's a good start that they wanted. You know, got a hit, got a run early. Wynn did probably take it a little bit, but you'll take it. Just hopefully he's healthy now.
Number 16, Gage.
He put all the barrel on that one and got it out to left field off Jared Plank. And that brings up Gage Graham. Graham hits this one to second base. Throw over to first, and one pitch, and an out to Gage Graham.
Hit it pretty hard, just right at the second. Excuse me, right at the second baseman.
Number 10, Anthony Arguez.
Yeah, Arguez will hit for Turner. Arguez, I believe, is a junior.
We saw Arguez as a pinch runner in the game this morning that the Longhorns won 5-3. First pitch by Plank is outside, ball one. Arguez is a junior, primarily an infielder. We saw him as a pinch runner this morning. This one in the dirt, ball two.
Plank has been a little bit wild as he's come in. He's kind of been throwing a little bit all over the place. And when he does, when he throws those strikes, he kind of leaves it over the plate, allowing the hitters to make some good contact on it, as a few of Longhorns have.
This one inside, ball three, and picking up a bat and heading to the on-deck circle is Brandon Pearson. So he'll hit next. Called strike to Arguez. And that one is ball four.
Yeah, it was good at bat. Just didn't really see a pitch he wanted and laid off. Plank has fell behind a lot of these batters so far.
Now the junior Brandon Pearson, the right-handed batter. He'll get an opportunity to hit here in the top of the sixth. Over to first base, and Arguez is back.
Thank you. down, 8 runs now. I doubt you see any movement on the bases as in stealing.
First pitch is a called strike to Brandon Pearson.
Can't allow any of these guys any outs on the bases. You need as much as you can get.
Longhorn scored 1 in the first, 1 in the fourth, and the home run here in the sixth by Ty Abraham. 0-1 pitch on its way to Pearson. That one hits the outside corner, 0-2.
And like he has all night, this umpire likes that outside corner.
Mustangs with 6 in the second and 5 in the fourth. And that's where we stand, 11-3. Over to first base, and Eric Uz is back. Swung on and missed by Pearson. Brandon Pearson is retired via the strikeout. And that brings up Garrett Arredondo. He lined out to first on a great diving stop by Clark Henry and then a 4-3 putout.
Yeah, he's hit the ball hard today, just right at people. Tough day for him at the plate.
This one hits straight back at the screen, strike one. Good cut by Garrett.
Yeah, well, if you have a foul ball go straight back, you know you just barely missed it. It was a good cut by him.
Remember our coaches, my coaches, talking about if you hit one straight back, you just missed it. If you hit one straight back to the mound, you hit it right on
exactly
the number.
Always work on the hit in the back of the cage and when you're hitting batting practice.
Absolutely. This one is high, 1-1. Arreguz at first, 2 outs, 1-1 pitch on its way, swung on and missed by Arredondo.
The ball's a little bit high, probably Arredondo probably wants that one back. The ball was at his chest.
And that one kind of handcuffed him and got enough of the bat on it to follow it to the screen.
That was the first off-speed we really seen from Plank, and Arredondo just swung to make sure he stayed on, stayed in this at-bat, didn't get caught striking out.
1-2 pitch on its way, swung on and missed. And Plank retires Arredondo. In the inning, 1 run on 1 hit, the solo homer by Ty Abraham. At the end of 5.5 innings of play, it is the Mustangs 11 and George Ranch 3.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its 7th year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features 6 competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7 and 8-year-olds, JV for 9 and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11 and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at FortBendGridironFootball.com.
We're the Bells Junior Varsity Drill Team at George Ranch High School, and you're listening to Longhorn Sports on GRHS High Radio.
Sophomore Andrew Reed on the mound now for George Ranch, as the Mustangs will hit and face Andrew Reed for the first time here in the bottom of the sixth.
Yeah, as you mentioned, sophomore pitcher. Well, Coach Cubs just wants to get all these subs and make sure you get some experience. And here's another sophomore pitcher for the Longhorns. This team has a few seniors, I think 7, 6, 7, 8 seniors on this team, but a lot of underclassmen, a lot of juniors, a lot of sophomores. So get them that experience early on, and not only for later the season, but maybe even like for sure later in their careers here.
Leading off for the Mustangs, your second baseman, number 7,
Ben Stubbs.
Ben Stubbs leading things off here in the bottom of the sixth. He'll face Andrew Reed. First pitch from Reed is low and outside, ball one. Ben Stubbs has an RBI single and a sac fly, and then he popped out to Ryan Finnegan at second base. Ball two from Reed.
As these young guys come in from the pen, your job is just to go in there and throw strikes. Do your job. You don't want to fall back behind too many batters.
2-0 pitch on its way. Again, outside as Reed pretty much put all three pitches in the same spot.
Yeah, they're all fastballs outside, and they're not really close either.
Off the plate, yeah. 3-0 pitch. This one catches the outside corner, 3-1. Well, the ball stays out there. This one a little bit closer to the plate.
Yeah, that was a lot better of a pitch. Made an adjustment there.
3-1 pitch from Andrew Reed. This one hit on the ground, past second base, into center field, and a single by Ben Stubbs, his second.
The catcher, yeah, made good contact 10, there. Drove it right back up the middle like we talked about. Not really much our second baseman Henry Harrison could do over there.
Ben Dukes is 2-for-3 with an RBI. He had a double and a single and scored two runs. Good day for Ben Dukes. He's the Mustangs catcher. Reed goes over to first base. And Ben Stubbs is back. Say hi,
1-0. Dukes has had a good day at the plate today. Maybe we can get him out here.
One hit to short on the line, snagged over there, and then the double play gets Ben Stubbs.
As I mentioned, that was a perfect double play. Good job by Eric Hughes by catching it and making sure he caught it before throwing over to the first base and getting the double play.
Anthony Aragoo snagged that line drive by Ben Dukes and got it back over there and retired Ben Stubbs on the force out. Now Trozo at the plate. Little curveball stays outside from Reed.
What I've noticed a lot from these pitchers is they like when nobody's on, they like to work out of the stretch. I don't know if that's something Coach Cubs would rather them do, or it's just a personal preference, but it's kind of interesting because you really haven't seen anybody work out of the windup at all.
We'll have to ask the coach about that. It may just be that if they are relief pitchers, primarily they're
right.
going to be working with men on base and
right.
have to come into a game and assume that stretch position from the beginning anyway.
Yeah.
So he may have suggested they do that from the start. This one outside, 3-0.
Yeah, but Menifee worked out of the stretch, and last night earlier today starter, and McMillan today also worked from the stretch as
and
well.
Did.
So, and I believe Ty Abraham last night worked out of the stretch. So might be just a feel thing, or maybe Coach Cubs rather than go from the stretch.
And Reed loses Trozo on four straight balls.
The third baseman, number 16, Victor Drago.
Victor Drago at the plate for the Mustangs. He's the leadoff hitter. He inserted there and taking the place of Baldwin. First one is a strike from Reed.
And there was a curveball there early in the count. Good pitch there from Reed. Late break on it. Ended up in the strike zone.
Reed checks the runner at first. Another curveball. And that one, again, on the inside part of the plate. Strike two.
Yeah, looks like he likes to throw that curveball early in counts. He can control it well. If you can control your curveball well, it's really good for you. Because the fastball command's going to come.
It's one hit pass read. Arredondo gets that one over to first. Good play again by Garrett at third base. On the 5-3 put up, that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one man left on base at the end of six full innings of play. It's the Mustangs 11, George Ranch 3.
The art and science of prothodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rhyme's office treat people first. Their patients are typically referred to the office by other dentists, physicians, and healthy patients. At Stuart Rhyme's office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitation. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rhyme's website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Stuart Rhyme's and his staff. Stuart Rhyme's DDS and MS, 15958 City Walk, Suite 230 in Sugarland Town Square. Phone number 281-313-1565 or visit them on the web at rimesdds.com.
Ryan Moore will lead things off in the top of the seventh for George Ranch. He'll hit for Jacob Wilson. And then we'll see Henry Harrison, a junior. So senior Ryan Moore, junior Henry Harrison due up. And then we'll see who's going to hit here for the Longhorns in the third place this inning.
Last half inning here for the Longhorns. So, I mean, down eight, there's really not much you can do here. Just get a couple hits, maybe see if something develops, but it's going to take a good comeback for that to happen if they want it to happen.
First pitch by Plank is outside. To Moore. Moore, right-handed hitter. Plank, right-handed pitcher. This one catches the outside corner, 1-1. Plank's 1-1 pitch is fouled back to the screen, 1-2.
It's a good cut there by Ryan. Just missed it. Went straight back on the backstop. Hit it pretty hard.
Plank in the windup. Next pitch is swung on and missed. And he strikes out Ryan Moore.
Number 25, Henry Harrison.
Henry Harrison will bat.
Harrison, the junior, right?
Yeah, he'll be batting in Ryan Finnegan's spot. And then Brandon Kostelnik. Here's Plank's delivery. Swung on and missed by Harrison, 0-2.
Yeah, earlier in this outing, Plank has had... He looked a little wild, looked a little out of control, but in this inning he's settled down and thrown a lot of strikes so far.
He's got a different pace about him, too, as he's right. Working in this inning. This one fouled over on the right side to the screen, still 0-2.
Yeah, it looks like he likes to work a little quick. Once he finds that rhythm, does a couple of strikes, you get in a little rhythm as a pitcher and you work quick.
0-2 pitch on its way, swung on and fouled at the plate. Still 0-2. All right, Plank in the windup. Here's the pitch. This one is low, 1-2. Henry Harrison batting in Ryan Finnegan's spot at the top of the order. Ryan Moore was a pinch hitter. He led off the seventh inning here and struck out. This one, strike three called on the outside corner. That one looked
I looked a little bit outside.
Way
there,
outside.
Umpire might want to go home a little bit early, but he has been also been calling that outside strike, so can't say he's expanding his zone too much.
Brandon Kostelnik, fourth trip to the plate tonight. Singled in the fifth and struck out in the first and third. Curveball there for a strike.
Longhorns have seen some pretty good pitching this tournament. They've hit some good, and then there's some they really couldn't get a hold of, but we haven't seen any bad pitching or bad teams in this tournament.
Next pitch is swung through by Kostelnik, 0-2. Plank loses his hat and throws that one outside, 1-2.
The ball bounced in for a strike.
One-two pitch on its way. This one hit down to third. Good diving stop there over to first. And Harrison Kostelnik is safe.
Safe. He's had himself, after the first two strikeouts, he's hit the ball pretty well. Had himself a pretty good day in both of these games that he's played in so far.
Good diving stop at third. Hamburg now at the plate for his second at bat. So Kostelnik, three hits this morning, two this afternoon. He's over at first base. At the plate, Nathan Hamburg. Plank looks in, gets a sign. First pitch is a ball.
So four hits on the day for Kostelnik. So he's had himself, like you mentioned, a really good day so far.
Being held over there, throw over, Kostelnik's back.
Last thing Coach Cubs really wants from this team is to end this tournament with a pickoff.
Yeah, and there's absolutely no reason for him to be anywhere
down eight. There's no
off that bag. This one hit to left center field, drifting back, and caught out there by the center fielder, and that's the ball game. Mustangs 11. And George Ranch, 3. Christian and I will be back to wrap this one up from Mustang Park. Final score again. Memorial High School Mustangs 11, George Ranch 3. We'll be right back.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and deer-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation.
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
All right, Christian, let's wrap this one up. First of all, in a bigger picture, it's been kind of a roller coaster for George Ranch. They beat Elkin 7-2. They lose to Klein Collins 9-0. This morning, they beat Cy Ranch, a tough Cy Ranch team, 5-3. Come back here and lose 11-3 to Memorial.
Yeah, I mean, they played well in two of the four games, but the two losses they had just weren't really good games. This game was kind of like last night, really. They didn't really hit the ball very much. They did put up three runs today, I mean, in this game, but just couldn't get a bunch of hits together in a row. And the pitching really wasn't really what they wanted either. A bunch of hits given up and didn't get ahead in counts, didn't get any ground balls, that double plays that they really needed. And so, I mean, unfortunate two games, but it was their first tournament, and they have a tournament coming up next weekend. And so hopefully things turn around a little bit. But all in all, I mean, I think it was an okay weekend. Not very impressive, but also some stuff that they definitely do need to work on.
Ty Abraham had two RBIs. He had an RBI single in the first, and then he had the solo homer in the sixth. So, and let me see, Zach Turner also with an RBI single in inning number four. So that's it for the SBISD tournament for the Longhorns this year. They leave at 2-2. A couple games rained out on Thursday. They played four games Friday and today. Two Friday and two today, and split that SBISD tournament. It's always a good tournament. Longhorns have been here for the last couple years. Prior to that, they'd always start the season at the Woodlands tournament.
Right.
But this one has been good, and now we got some rumblings of thunder as well. My pleasure, Christian. Thank you, young man.
Thank you.
Come back anytime. For Christian Moore, I'm Tom Tarando. Thanks for joining us this evening on GRHSI Radio. And we'll be live from the LCISD baseball tournament next week. And if you watch Twitter and watch Facebook, we'll tell you the times, the air times, the start times, and all of that. So long, everybody.